Now, you go to the closet and you see a wool suit with a hole in it. You guess that something's been flying around there.
Moth?
And if you see two of them, you say, look, there go two these things, two moth.
Well, I don't know.
Well, the same thing. It's just instead of having one of them, there are two of them or three of them. There go a whole tribe of moth.
Moth? Well, moth is all the word I know.
Okay,
two
fine.
Moths?
Right.
I wouldn't know.
You might say two moths, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you use the word moth miller also for this?
You might. I wouldn't know. I'm not familiar.
The insect that lights up out on the lawn.
Lightning bug.
And the one that stings you might be a bee, but it's probably a big old...
Hornet?
Or it might even be a...
Bumblebee?
Or a wasp.
A wasp?
Is there a difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Well, I think there is, but I don't know what it is. I'm not acquainted with either one of those animals, thank goodness.
Okay. The kind of fish that swims along the shore, you might see in a creek, little teeny fish used for bait sometimes, a little mint.
I'm not a fisherman either.
Well, you've probably heard
them
talk about little minnows? Uh-huh. And don't take this as a reflection or anything, but suppose you look up in the corner and see something stringing down up there. What would you
cobweb?
Call it?
Cobweb or spider web, I don't know which you want.
Are they the same?
I don't know. I've never compared them. I haven't had very many of them, but I did have some company here one afternoon, and I saw one, and I went and got a broom and took it down right away.
Cobweb would be in the house, but out in the field, you'd probably see a spider web.
Yeah, I expect so. Now, how'd they get there?
The tree has long things growing down in the ground called the...
Roots.
And, you mentioned turtle a little bit ago. There are different kinds of turtles.
Some that are edible and some that are not.
Well,
I don't know.
No, where they go. Some are always in the water and some are on the land. Is there any distinction between the land? Or just call them all turtles?
I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't know.
Now, there's a kind of a tree that's not a very good one to have around because it sheds its bark or something comes down. It gets all over the place. Kind of a ball like that comes down.
Sycamore? You wear out pencils fast, don't you?
I guess I do. Yeah, that doesn't have something in it. Well, no, it doesn't. Buy some lead. Here's one. That's the word I was after. And the kind of tree that would be good to have around on George Washington's birthday would be a...
Cherry tree, I guess.
And the kind of thing to stay away from in the woods, it has three leaves, a green, shiny...
Poison ivy.
And the kind of bush that grows along the railroad track, sometimes along the water, it grows about as high as a door, and it has red cone on it, very pretty red cone. Sumac?